is up. It's The Rant. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Tuesday, January 5th. And we got postseason fantasy football coming at us here. And that's what I want to talk about on the show today. A couple different formats you can play. And then if you are in the draft and hold format, the traditional draft format, a little bit of strategy, how I arrive at things. Of course, tomorrow we'll get you set up for those drafts with some rankings for postseason fantasy football. And then on Thursday, but wait, there's more. We're going to rank out this week, talk a little DFS, talk a little player props, all that fun stuff on the show. I'm not going to get into coaching just yet because, you know, there's a whole bunch of moving parts across the NFL. No hires have been made, but I expect it to happen pretty soon. So as news comes out in the NFL, I will, of course, react to it on the podcast. But just wanted to devote today to everything related to postseason fantasy football. Love me. Some postseason fantasy football. Also, love me some monkey knife fights. Like that transition. Do you like to play daily fantasy sports? Well, you need to go check out monkeyknifefight.com. Monkeyknifefight.com is the fastest growing daily fantasy site in the world because monkeyknifefight.com is different than other daily fantasy sites. That's because on monkeyknifefight.com, there are no salary caps. You don't have to play against sharks. And that means anyone has a chance of winning, even you. MonkeyKnifeFight.com has tons of fun daily contests in all the sports you love: baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, UFC, NASCAR, WNBA, esports, and of course, football. Monkey Knife Fight has it all. And you know what else MonkeyKnifeFight.com has? A free $5 game for you just for signing up. And if you use the promo code RANT, R-A-N-T, you'll have your first deposit matched instantly up to $50. With a name like MonkeyKnifeFight.com, you can be pretty certain you know what you're going to be getting when you sign up to play. Monkeys and knives and fights and sports. Sign up and play today at monkeyknifefight.com. Play to MKF and win. State and age restrictions apply. See site for full terms and restrictions. Good time of the year to be mixing in different types of games. And I think that's a good starting spot for today. All the different ways you can play postseason fantasy football. And honestly, I think it's a great thing. Now, it's very different than the fantasy football that we play in the regular season. You know, your traditional draft league, you draft guys, you get them for the whole season, maybe you drop players, maybe you add players, maybe you trade players. But regardless, if their team loses, it doesn't freaking matter, right? They're going to be playing next week. Whereas here, if you're in a traditional draft and hold format, well, if you lose, you're done, right? So you don't get those players. So that's probably the most common. And I've been asked, you know, well, how do you set it up? And first and foremost, in a draft and hold, I think your optimal setup is a 7-team league. Now, it used to be a 6-team league, and bear with me here. 7 teams because there are 14 teams in the playoffs. So 7 teams allows you to set it up so that every team will have 2 quarterbacks, every team will have 2 defenses, 2 kickers, and yes, you want these positions. You want as much as possible in terms of the action in the playoffs. I know people don't like kickers. Trust me, in postseason leagues, you want kickers. So you set it up so that everybody gets 2 of each, right? And then you know, the way that I'm doing it right now, I'm actually in a league with Brad Evans that we're drafting right now and a few other folks, but we set it up so it's kind of a 2-2-2-2 setup. So it's 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, 2 wideouts, 2 tight ends, 2 flex, 2 defense, 2 kickers. And I think that's a nice, it's not too much, but also it's not like you only have like 8 rounds in your draft. Then it's just standard score, like, so we're using PPR scoring. So nothing fancy there. The one thing I would say, though, is hopefully you're playing on a site that's customizable enough to give you fractional scoring for kickers. Because come on, my guy kicks a 54-yarder, I want 5.4 points, damn it. But otherwise, you're playing... it's a points-only league, and you're not making any start-sit. It's everybody who you draft is in play every week. And as you lose them, they're done. And that's it. So the strategy is obviously pretty important because you do want to draft guys who play the most games. I'll tell you how to figure that potentially out later in the podcast. But also, you don't want to necessarily shy away from guys who may not play 2 or 3 games but could have a massive 1 game. So there is that. Now, I've been asked a bunch of times by people, like, where the hell do I play this? Because if you go to some of the big sites, You can't play postseason fantasy football at the biggest fantasy sites in the industry. So I always recommend MyFantasyLeague.com. I am not getting paid by them to say this. I know those guys. They're nice guys. They've always been nice guys to me. They're good people, but I am not getting paid here. I will say, though, that if you've never played on My Fantasy League before, it's not the easiest site to navigate. It can be a little tricky. There's a learning curve. The good news is really all you need to do is input your settings, and then you just have your draft. You don't have to worry about waivers, and it keeps live scoring, so you get all that. It's a really nice setup, and I wouldn't be too intimidated by it. And you can really customize your scoring settings. Other nice thing about My Fantasy League, their postseason leagues are free. They always have been. That's how I found out about them. I knew about them well before I was in the fantasy industry, and it was simply because, you know, about 20 years ago or so, it was like, Man, I am old. Me and my buddies were saying, hey, we want to play more fantasy. I wonder if you can play it for the playoffs. And we did some like Google searching, and we found this site, and we started using it. And we've used it ever since. So that's probably your best bet. There might be other commissioner platforms out there that offer postseason fantasy football in a traditional draft and hold. By all means, feel free to experiment there. But that's just the site that I've always used. I think that's probably your best bet. So have a traditional draft. It is seven teams, and it doesn't matter because you're not playing anybody head-to-head. And, set it up so the winner might be rewarded at the end. It's all good. I have a home league draft, that league that I'm talking about. It's on Friday night, so that'll be cool right there. So I think that's a good format, but it's by no means the only format. Of course, DFS is out there, and I don't mean playing in the Millie Maker every stinking week. I'm talking about you could set up a private league where, and the cool thing about this year is you could do like a private league, and you could, in the wild card round, for example, you could have both slates. Like you could have a Saturday slate and a Sunday slate instead of just doing the whole thing. I think it's really cool. You do the same thing for the divisional round, right? And then roll through there. So in theory, actually, you could get six slates on this if you include the Super Bowl slate. I guess you would do it as a showdown. But you can do, the same group of people just every week, $5 or whatever, and play against them. Or you could do it like, yes, every week you do that $5, but then also you keep track of the overall winner, and the winner gets a prize as well. A whole bunch of things you can do with DFS, and I think that's cool. Somewhat similar to DFS is this traditional salary cap style game. This game, I started playing this years ago when it was on CBS, but they don't offer the game any longer. But there actually is a site that does offer this format, and it's a unique format. So I'll tell you the site in a minute. So here's the format. It's salary cap. So you have a set amount, like a $100 budget, right? And all the players are given a salary just like in DFS. So, Aaron Rodgers is $20 and Tyreek Hill is $19 or whatever it is, right? I don't have the numbers in front of me right now. So you build your lineup in the wild card round, and then you go from there. And the salaries can be adjusted from there. So the players may go up or down each week. But if you lock them in your lineup, you lock that salary in. So from there, you only get X amount of moves. Now, the way I've always played it is 8 moves. So you can't just reset your lineup every week. You have to be really careful. You can't just go all in with the top scorers. You have to get the top scorers and guys who you hopefully are going to, see play multiple games and stay under the salary cap. So it's a pretty cool format, and the nice thing about a game like that is you're not limited to 7 people. You could put 100 people. It doesn't matter. You could put 1,000 people. It doesn't matter. And there's a lot of strategy, and for me, now I'm a junkie. I do this for a living, of course, whatever, but you listening to this podcast right now, you're probably a freaking junkie too. you're nodding your head right now. This just gives you a different angle. Like, The draft and hold, I've been in that a couple times and I usually go in on the Saints. This is like they're my brokeback playoff team. Like, I can't quit them, and every year they break my heart. So then, like, you know, you get to the conference championship and, like, half your roster's gone. You got no shot, right? Whereas the salary cap style, maybe you're in the mix. Or there's another really cool format out there. And by the way, I said I was going to tell you what site. So the site is called, and again, I'm not getting paid by these dudes. I don't even know these dudes. I don't know whose site this is. FantasyPostseason.com. So originally that game was on CBS. A buddy of mine was able to find this site that has the same offer. It looks like they have a whole bunch of fun stuff on here. So it is worth checking it out. I mean, hey, I'm all about, you know, good websites for our games. You know, I'm all about that. So there is that. You could also try one and done. And if you've never tried one and done, that's a pretty cool format as well. You could actually play one and done on myfantasyleague.com. So again, it's another one where you could have 100 people, you could have 7 people, you could have 1,000 people, you could have whatever. I don't know if my fantasy league would allow you to have 1,000, but you get the point. You could have a lot of freaking people. We do this for SiriusXM, like a staff type league, staff and friends and family, and there is legit 150 plus people in this every year. So here's the process. One and done. You can use a player once, and that's it. That's it. So you use, let's say you use Drew Brees this week. Well, if the Saints win, you can't use Drew Brees next week. So the idea is to compose a lineup, hopefully, of high scorers on teams who lose. Now, easier said than done. And I don't think you should absolutely stick to that 100% of the time, but you really want to get through, you know, and be within striking distance at the Super Bowl and have a full complement of players. I've seen that happen numerous times where teams will get out to a lead, but then they get to the Super Bowl and they can't even field a full roster. So you can make up ground on them. I love that format. And again, it's a weekly strategy thing as opposed to the draft and hold where you're really just drafting, that's your strategy, and then you can't do anything beyond that. There is the playoff challenge format as well. If you're not familiar with that, there are a couple high-stakes sites out there. And when I say high-stakes, yes, you could be in contests that are like $200 entries, but they also have lower entries as well. But the idea is you can only use one player from each playoff team, and then you have to fit a set amount of positions. So that's cool too, right? Like, where do you use? Do you punt a tight end and grab a tight end from a team who you think is going to lose in the first round, like a Jimmy Graham or Logan Thomas probably would be a better option, right? That's a cool format. I've seen some people. I had somebody hit me up on Twitter earlier today who said, you know, that he actually runs one on his own. And he showed me the setup that he had. So you could do that in a Google Doc pretty easily, because the nice thing there is, like draft and hold, you're only submitting the initial. And then after that, all you have to do is score it. So you could easily run that yourself in a Google Doc or Google spreadsheet, that is. The only other thing that I would recommend is, you know, and those were all fantasy style games, but I would also recommend like sports betting style games. So like runyourpool.com has a whole bunch of different ways that you can set up different postseason pools. The one that I'm doing with a few friends, we're just doing it on our own, but you have to pick every game and all three of the main lines for the game. So you have to pick the money line, the spread, and then the over-under. And we're just doing it like you would put a unit in for each, right? And then whoever has the most units at the end, and look up how to calculate units. It's simple. If you wanted to run it yourself. Whoever has the most units at the end wins. So that, now, it's not a fantasy game, but it's a sports betting type game. And it's a game where you're not just picking winners. Like, yes, you're picking money line, but you're also like the spread. That's pretty freaking hard. Over-under can be challenging as well. And you're right in it all the way through the Super Bowl. You know, it's a cool one. Anyway, the point is that you can have a lot of different ways to get your postseason fix here. So I'm not going to get into the postseason draft and hold rankings today. That'll be on the podcast tomorrow. But I do want to set the stage for all of that. And really the key is setting up how many games you expect these guys to play. Because very simply put, you could make the projections yourself. Like, you don't even have to go too in-depth here. What I would recommend doing if you wanted to make projections yourself is establish the amount of games you think that these teams are going to play. and then literally just use average fantasy points scored for these guys and multiply that. And then you can set it up pretty simply that way to, you know, for your own rankings. Now, I did all that for you. It's over at ftnfantasy.com. This is free, by the way, so you can go check it out for free at ftnfantasy.com. Just go. You can find it pretty simply. And I outlined my process, but I wanted to just kind of give you a little primer on that on the podcast today to help you out on that front. So, you know, first and foremost, you can lean on the odds. We don't have to create the odds ourselves. Like right now, for example, the Chiefs, 2-1 favorites to win the, 2-1 to win the Super Bowl. Packers 9-2, Bills 7-1, Saints 7-1. You have at the bottom end 80-1 for the Bears and football team and a whole bunch of teams in between there, obviously. So yeah, Chiefs, odds on favorites. We could also look more specifically to the AFC and NFC conference championship odds to get a better picture of things. Kansas City 5-6 to win the AFC, Bills 7-2, 7-1 for the Ravens. 10-1 for the Steelers. I think the Ravens and the Steelers kind of quasi dark horses a little bit there. You got the Titans who made their run last year at 13-1. Colts and Browns 15-1 and 18-1 respectively. The Browns are up against it with Kevin Stefanski not going to be coaching this weekend due to a positive COVID test. On the other side, 8-5 for the Pack. Saints 11-4. 4-1 for the Bucks. 9-2 for the Seahawks. The Rams are actually currently 12-1, which John Wolford under center, because I don't expect Jared Goff to play. I probably have that more like 20-1. Bears and football team both at 33-1, so they're obviously long shots here. So how I do this first and foremost is I will go and I'll sort of project out what I expect for each game. So for the wild card round, I have it all very chalky. Buffalo beating the Colts. I have Seattle beating the Rams. Tampa beating Washington. That's a pretty easy one right there. Ron Rivera saying that he's going to have Taylor Heineke and Alex Smith under center in a little rotation. So, hey, if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. Baltimore beating Tennessee, though, that's a tough one to predict. Very close one. New Orleans over Chicago, not a close one. And Pittsburgh beating Cleveland. The thing about it, though, is I can't project those guys at just one game. Like, so for example, Tampa beating Washington. I can't say, okay, well, Tampa is definitely playing a game and Washington is definitely, you know, playing two games, that is, and Washington is only playing one game. I can't do that because there is still a percentage chance that Washington is going to win, right? It's a smaller percentage. It's not above 50% for sure. But we could actually calculate out what that percentage chance is based on the spread. And in my article over at ftnfantasy.com, I do give you the formula. I'm not going to do that on a podcast because that's going to bore you. But I give you the formula. It's actually not that complicated. You just take the spread and plug it into my formula. And if you did it for Tampa, Washington, so Washington is an 8.5-point dog right now. That actually gives them about 23% chance of winning. So you would say that they're playing the one game plus they have the 23% chance of winning the next game. So that would put them in at, you know, like 1.2 games, 1.3 games, depending on where the spread is. And you may not agree with the spread too, so you can make your own spreads, right? So anyway, I do that, you know, for every single game. That I think, so, you know, for each game, project out what I think the spread is. And, you know, it takes a little bit of feel to do that, of course. Like, you have to establish reasonable scores for these games if you wanted to do it on your own. If you don't want to do it on your own, hey, I already did it for you. So anyway, divisional round, Kansas City defeating Baltimore. We already saw that once this year. 34-20 in that game. Buffalo defeating Pittsburgh. We saw that game. Pittsburgh really got beat up on in that one, 26-15. Green Bay defeating Tampa Bay. Now, we did see that one, and Tampa Bay did the beating up, but that was in Tampa in October. This is in Green Bay in January. And then New Orleans defeating Seattle. If there's a weird game, I think that's the one on that, if it does go to chalk here. So that one is far from a lock. And actually, Seattle going into Green Bay in the conference championship round is a little bit trickier. But I think, you know, if you look at conference championship, if it ends up being New Orleans going to Green Bay, good luck, New Orleans. Good luck, Drew Brees outside in Green Bay. And then Kansas City, I love Buffalo. I just don't think they have quite enough firepower to beat the Chiefs. So I do have the Chiefs repeating as Super Bowl champs. But if you ran just like that, my games, you would have the Chiefs with three, Packers with three, Bills with three, Saints with three, Buccaneers, Seahawks, Steelers, Ravens with two, Browns, Bears, Titans, football team, Rams, and Colts with one game played. But I actually have it, after running all of the numbers and all of the percentage chances here of advancing, etc., I have the Bills and Saints at 2.7 games played, the Chiefs and Packers at 2.3, Bucks at 2.2, Seahawks at 2.0, Ravens at 1.9, Steelers at 1.8, Titans at 1.5, Browns at 1.4, and Rams at 1.4, the football team and Colts at 1.3, and the Bears at 1.2. So why is that important? Well, now we're playing the percentages. We're not playing like just the absolute, like binary win or lose. We're playing the percentages. In fantasy football, sports betting, it's all about the percentages. So then we can take, as I said, you could just simply use average fantasy points scored. You don't have to project out every stat for every game, because really, this isn't about precision for this type of draft. It's almost impossible to be precise in a postseason fantasy draft because of the unpredictability of losing, you're out, you know, one and done aspect. So using that gives you a really good set of expectations when you use the average points and the amount of games expected to be played. And I lay that all out for you in my article over at ftnfantasy.com. So it is worth checking out. The rankings are there, but I want to go through them with a little bit more of a fine-tooth comb on the podcast tomorrow. And then, like I said, on Thursday, we're going to break down all the games. So rankings for the games and sort of expectations for all of the games as well to get us set up here for wild card weekend, man. I'm excited. I love the NFL playoffs, and I love the fact that we have two extra games this year. It's awesome, man. So awesome. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. So hopefully you found that helpful. Hopefully you get in the mix in some of these different formats. I appreciate everybody who has reviewed the podcast since we've launched. If you have not already, it's really easy to do, especially if you have an iPhone. Open up the Apple Podcast app, go to this podcast, The Rant with Jeff Ratcliffe, scroll to the bottom, click the stars, and you're done. It's that easy. Please review the show. It takes you 5 seconds, and it is worth a whole lot more than 5 seconds to me. Also, remember, like I said, go check out ftnfantasy.com. And remember, you can follow along with me on social media, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. And remember to use that hashtag RatPack, that way I know you're a listener of the show. All right, I'll be back tomorrow on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out of here.